Welcome to the Shango Diaries, where passion meets vulnerability and love unfolds one story at a time. Modern, raw, and unapologetically real. Get ready to dive into the unexpected. This is the Shango Diaries, written by M. Madison.
All right, Shangoholics, you ready? Week 3 of the Shango Diaries is going to be a wild one.
Oh, yeah.
Picking up where we left off, remember that crazy chemistry between Monica and Shango? Well, strap in, because things are about to get messy.
You think last week was wild. This week is on another level.
Oh, really?
Tell me more.
It's late November 2007, and Monica is spilling all the tea to her inner circle in these emails, fights, confessions, and some seriously questionable decisions.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's late November 28th, and Monica fires off this email to Shango.
Uh-oh.
She is fuming because he made this casual joke about having a local hookup, and Monica did not take it well.
Oh, can you blame her? They've only been dating like 3 weeks, and she's already head over heels.
Right. It's like going from 0 to 60 in like a day.
Yeah.
1 minute, they're declaring their undying love, and the next, she's accusing him of playing games.
Total whiplash.
Right.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Monica kind of admits that she fell for Shango almost instantly without really knowing anything about him.
Makes you wonder if this is like a pattern for her.
Like she jumps into things too quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, and she doesn't hold back either, bringing up stuff about Shango's past, like hints about a bisexual past and traveling with female friends.
She's not holding anything back.
No, it's like she's trying to hit him where it hurts.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, you can feel the hurt and frustration in this email.
And his response.
Oh, you are not going to believe this. It's like he's reading from a different script.
Yeah.
He basically tells her to chill out, saying she's being too literal, and he was obviously joking.
Oh, come on.
I know, right? His email is almost comical.
Really?
He's all, I'm too busy recording. I don't have time for any of that.
Wow. So he's just dismissing her feelings.
Completely.
Wow. And then
just when you think they're headed for a breakup, Shango pulls a total 180.
Oh, really?
He goes from playing defense to declaring his love for her, telling her to just deal with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. It's like a ping pong match, back and forth, hot and cold. This push and pull is intense.
That's crazy. What do you think? Is it genuine or is he just like trying to manipulate her?
That's a tough one.
Monica seems to buy it.
Yeah.
She sends an email back saying they'll talk on Friday and she can't wait to see him.
Phew, crisis averted.
For now.
For now.
But then things get even steamier.
Oh, really?
Monica sends another email and she hints at a little sneak in and how she needs a back massage.
Okay, their physical chemistry is off the charts.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder if that's all there is to their relationship.
Right, are they just caught up in the heat of the moment?
Exactly.
Well, Shango replies, and let's just say he does not hold back.
Oh, aren't.
We're talking skills, Lewinsky stain, and the need for Monica to claim him.
Whoa, boy. Damn. It's a lot to unpack for like a month-old relationship.
Right.
But at least he's thinking about what to lead after.
What do you mean?
He's all about BBQ, ESPN, and Texas-sized Cokes.
Wow. So he's planning for after.
It's like a romantic marathon.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we've got this volatile romance, and then Monica drops a bomb on her inner circle.
Oh, what?
She spills the tea to her best friends, Laura and El Boogie, about Shango's age, his career, and get this, their baby-making plans.
Hold up, baby-making plans? After a few weeks.
Yeah, apparently Shango is 50, but he looks 35, and Monica's smitten. She tells her friends he's this super successful audiobook narrator who's worked with big names like Eric Jerome Dickey and even Barack Obama.
Get out.
And then she drops the real bomb. They're talking about a baby-making contract.
Wait, what? A contract?
Yeah, Shango is all in, promising to be the custodial parent if things don't work out, and he's already set up a college fund for Jordan.
Wow, that's a lot of commitment for a relationship that's barely even started.
Right.
Is this like a grand gesture of love or a major red flag?
I don't know, but Monica's inner circle definitely has some thoughts about it.
Like what?
Laura's a little skeptical.
Yeah, she keeps it real.
She basically asked Monica, what screw has come loose?
Oh my God.
It's like she's seen this movie before and knows how it ends.
Yeah, classic Laura.
And then there's El Boogie, Monica's best friend, and her attorney.
Oh, so she's the voice of reason.
Exactly. And even she's a little thrown by this whole baby-making contract.
I bet.
She's all about protecting Monica, so she's immediately thinking about the legal ramifications. She even suggests having a phone call to discuss everything.
Smart.
Yeah, I mean, bringing a child into the world is a huge decision.
Huge.
And it's clear L Boogie wants to make sure Monica's not making a mistake.
Totally.
But Monica's convinced this time it's different.
Oh boy.
She's head over heels and she's not letting anyone rain on her parade. She even compares him to a winning lottery ticket.
A winning lottery
It's like
ticket.
she's betting everything on this. So we've got this whirlwind romance and these serious life decisions. It's like watching a train about to derail and you can't look away.
Exactly. And just wait till you hear what happens next week. Things are about to get even more complicated.
I know, right? Monica's living in a fairy tale, and Laura's there, like, girl, wake up.
Right.
You gotta love Laura for keeping it real.
Totally. It's like she's seen this pattern before.
Yeah, falling hard and fast, and then it fizzles out.
Maybe she's just trying to protect her friend.
Yeah, for sure. But Monica's all about how Shango's stepping up.
Oh, so.
All the attention and affection, and don't forget those keys to his Brooklyn
Oh,
brownstone.
yeah, that's a big deal.
Right. It's like he's saying, come share my life.
Wow. But then Monica drops another bombshell. She tells her friends that she usually sabotages relationships because of trust issues.
Whoa, hold on. This changes things.
It does.
Makes you wonder if this whole thing with Shango is more about filling a void than actual compatibility.
You think so?
Maybe. She's so desperate for stability that she's ignoring the red flags.
That's a good point. This is the same woman who was ready to walk away over a local hookup joke.
Exactly. It's like her need for security is battling with her fear of getting hurt.
Interesting. And what about those steamy emails?
Oh, yeah. The skills, the Lewinsky stain, all that.
Do you think it's sustainable?
I don't know. Can you build a lasting relationship on just physical chemistry?
Right. It's like they're trying to skip the getting to know you phase.
And jump straight to the happy ending?
Yeah. But real life doesn't work like that.
Nope. There's got to be more to it, right?
Totally. And that's where things get a little shaky.
How so?
It seems like they're mostly communicating through email,
Oh no.
which we know can lead to misunderstandings.
Remember the whole local hookup thing?
Exactly. That could have been avoided with a phone call.
Totally. Emails are so easily misinterpreted.
For sure.
And they're both coming from such different places.
What do you mean?
Monica wants security and stability, and Shango seems to be all about passion and grand gestures.
So they're speaking different languages.
Even though they're saying, I love you,
It's like a recipe for disaster.
it's definitely a gamble.
Yeah.
And don't forget about L Boogie.
Right, the voice of reason.
She's worried about the legal side of things.
Especially with the baby-making contract.
She's a lawyer. She's seen it all.
So she's just trying to protect your friend.
Exactly. L Boogie's not trying to ruin the fun. She just wants Monica to be careful.
Makes sense.
This isn't just a fling. They're talking about having a baby.
Yeah. So we've got this passionate romance with a side of legal drama.
It's crazy.
But you know what's missing?
What?
Open and honest communication.
They need to talk, like, really talk about their expectations.
Absolutely. Right
Right.
now, it seems like they're living in a fantasy.
Yeah, it's like they're building this relationship on a foundation of
And
sand.
they've only known each other for a few
I
weeks.
know, it's wild.
So is this true love or a train wreck waiting to happen?
That's the million-dollar question.
And I guess we'll find out.
Stay tuned because things are about to get even more complicated. They're like on a runaway train.
And nobody's driving.
Exactly. Who's going to hit the brakes first?
Maybe nobody. It might just crash and burn.
It's crazy to think we're only 3 weeks into this.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And it's already so much drama.
It's like a whole season of reality TV.
Do you think this is just who Monica is?
What do you mean?
Like, is she always drawn to these intense relationships?
Maybe. It could be a pattern. Or maybe she's just ready for a change.
Yeah, she's a single mom. She
Yeah.
works hard. Maybe she's tired of playing it safe.
I could see that. And let's not forget about Jordan.
Right. He's part of this too.
It's a lot for a kid to process.
It is. Imagine meeting this guy who's like, I'm gonna be your new dad.
And then a few weeks later, they're talking about having a baby.
It's so much change so
It
fast.
makes you wonder what Jordan thinks about all this.
We only get Monica's side of the story.
Yeah, it would be interesting to hear his perspective.
It's a good reminder that there are real people involved.
Absolutely. Their lives are being affected by these decisions.
So what's the takeaway here? What can we learn from this besides not putting your drama in writing?
I think the big lesson is to slow down.
Slow down.
Yeah, take your time getting to know someone before making huge decisions.
Especially life-changing decisions.
Exactly. You can't build a relationship on passion alone.
There needs to be more.
Communicate, trust patience.
And maybe don't rush into having a baby with someone you barely know.
no matter how good-looking or successful they are.
Right.
But hey, who are we to judge?
We're just here for the ride.
And it's been a wild one so far.
So any predictions for Monica and Shango?
Will they make it or crash and burn?
Only time will tell.
But one thing's for sure, we'll be here next week breaking it all down.
So stay tuned, Shangoholics. This is just the beginning.
And remember, double check that reply all.
You never know who's reading your love life saga.
Until next time.